International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 7. Day 2. Outline. Capital E. Spiritual warfare is the warfare between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. Number 1. The kingdom of God is versus the kingdom of Satan. Small a. God's kingdom is eternal, both in time and in space. Satan's kingdom is not eternal. Small b. God's kingdom is legal, whereas Satan's kingdom is not legal, for it was established by rebellion against God. Number 2. The kingdom of God will not come automatically. In order for the kingdom of God to come, there is the need of spiritual fighting. Number 3. The responsibility of the church is to continue the victorious work that Christ has carried out against Satan. Number 4. The kingdom of God is the exercise of the divine will and the overthrowing of the power of Satan by the power of God. Number 5. Whenever the devil has been cast out and wherever the work of the enemy has been displaced by God's power, the kingdom of God is there. Capital F. Your people will offer themselves willingly, in the day of your warfare, in the splendor of their consecration. Number 1. In a spiritual sense, we are now in the day of Christ's warfare, and for him we need to be a voluntary offering, a free will offering. Number 2. In order to engage in spiritual warfare to defeat God's enemy and bring in the kingdom of God, we need an absolute and thorough consecration to the Lord. In the eyes of God, such a consecration is a matter of splendor. This is the end of today's outline.